بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن للناس من كل مثل وكان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا.
Verse number 54. I have explained in different ways, in this Qur'an that was revealed to Muhammad, peace be upon him, many types of examples so that they will take a lesson and pay heed. But the thing that is most apparent in man, especially the disbelievers, is to wrongfully argue.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
Verse number 55. Nothing prevented the obstinate disbelievers from having faith in what Muhammad, peace be upon him, brought from his Lord. Lack of explanation did not prevent them from seeking Allah's forgiveness for their sins, for many examples were given to them in the Qur'an, and clear proofs came to them. The only thing that prevented them was their stubborn request for the punishment of the previous communities to be imposed on them, and for them to see the punishment that they were promised.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنْذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
Verse number 56. I do not send any of our messengers, except to give good news to the people of faith and obedience, and to warn the people of disbelief and disobedience. They do not have the authority to make hearts accept the guidance. Those who disbelieved in Allah dispute with the messengers, despite their having clear proof. In an attempt to use their falsehood to remove the truth that was sent down to Muhammad, peace be upon him, they made the Qur'an and what they were warned of a joke and mockery.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهِ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِن تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
Verse number 57. There is no one more oppressive than the person who was reminded of the verses of his Lord, but he did not pay any attention to the threat of punishment contained therein, and he turned away from taking a lesson, forgetting the disbelief and sins he had done in this worldly life without repenting. I have placed in the hearts of people with this description covers that prevent them from understanding the Qur'an, and in their ears deafness, so that they cannot listen to it acceptingly. If you call them to faith, they will never respond to what you call them towards, as long as there are covers on their hearts and deafness in their ears.
وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Verse number 58. In order for the Prophet, peace be upon him, not to look forward to a hasty punishment for those who rejected him, Allah said to him, "Your Lord, O Messenger, is the one who forgives the sins to those who repent, and one whose mercy encompasses everything. It is out of His mercy that He grants respite to sinners in order for them to repent to Him. If He was to punish these people to turn away, He would have hastened the punishment for them in the worldly life. But He is tolerant and merciful. He delayed the punishment so that they repent. They have an appointed time and place, in which they will be recompensed for their disbelief, and turning away if they do not repent, from which they will find no escape.
وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا.
Verse number 59. Those disbelieving towns close to you, such as the towns of the people of Hud, Saleh, and Shu'aib, I destroyed them when they wronged themselves by disbelief and sins, and I set for their destruction an appointed time.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا.
Verse number 60. Remember, O Messenger, when Musa, peace be upon him, said to his servant, Yusha the son of Nun, I will continue traveling until I reach the place where the two seas meet, or I will travel until such time that I meet the righteous servant and I learn from him.
فَلَمَّا بَلَغَا مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا نَسِيَا حُوتَهُمَا فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبًا.
Verse number 61. So they both traveled, and when they reached the place where the two seas meet, they forgot the fish that they had carried as provision. Allah gave life to that fish, and it made a pathway in the sea like a tunnel, with which the water did not come together. Beneficial points. 1. The greatness, grandeur, and generality of the Quran, as it contains every path leading to beneficial knowledge and perpetual bliss, and every path that protects one from evil. 2. It is from Allah's wisdom and mercy that He made for those whom are wrong and who argue with the truth using falsehood, the greatest of means to the clarity of truth and the plainness and corruption of falsehood. 3. The verses contain a warning to the people who leave the truth, after knowing it, that he will be prevented from it, and will not be able to come back onto it thereafter, which is the greatest warning and deterrent for that. 4. There is no one more unjust than the person who is reminded of the verses of his Lord, but he neglects them and turns away from accepting them, and leaving his disbelief and sins, and does not repent from that. 5. It is Allah's practice in the earlier and later generations that He does not punish them quickly. Instead, He invites them to repent. If they repent, He forgives them and shows them mercy. If not, He sends down His punishment. 6. The virtue of knowledge and traveling to seek it, taking the opportunity to meet the virtuous and the scholars, even though they may be living in far-off places.
فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا.
Verse number 62. When they passed that place, Musa, peace be upon him, said to his servant, Bring us our lunch. We have experienced extreme tiredness in this journey.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
Verse number 63. The boy said, Do you remember what happened when we rested by the rock? I forgot to tell you about the fish. It was only Satan who made me forget to mention it to you. The fish came to life, and it amazingly found its way into the sea.
قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا.
Verse number 64. Musa, peace be upon him, said to his servant, That is what we were looking for that is the sign of the place of the righteous servant. So they turned back, retracing their steps, so that they do not lose the way until they reach the rock, and from there, the entry point of the fish.
فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما.
Verse number 65. When they reached the place at which the fish was lost, they found there one of my righteous servants, who was Khadr, peace be upon him, to whom I had given mercy, and to whom I had taught knowledge that people were not aware of, which is what is contained in this story.
قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا.
Verse number 66. Musa humbly and politely said to him, May I follow you so that you can teach me some of the knowledge that Allah has taught you, which constitutes guidance to the truth?
قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
Verse number 67. Khadr said, You will not be able to bear patience over what you see of my knowledge, because it will not correspond with your knowledge.
وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا.
Verse number 68. How will you bear patience over the actions that you see, for which you do not know the proper reason, because you judge them according to the limit of your knowledge?
قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا.
Verse number 69. Musa said, You will find me, Allah willing, to be patient over those actions of yours that I see, and committed to following you. I will not go against any instruction that you give me.
قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا.
Verse number 70. Khadr said to Musa, If you follow me, then do not ask me about anything that you see me doing until I myself tell you the reason.
فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا.
Verse number 71. When they agreed to do that, they set out to the seashore, where they came across a ship, which they boarded for free as an honor to Khadr. Khadr then made a hole in the ship by removing one of its planks. Musa said to him, Did you make a hole in the ship whose owners let us board for free, in the hope that they may drown? You have done something confusing and puzzling.
قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
Verse number 72. Khadr said to Musa, Did I not say, You will not be able to bear patience over what you see me doing?
قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا.
Verse number 73. Musa, peace be upon him, said to Khadr, Do not take me to task on account of my breaking the pledge forgetfully, and do not make it difficult and hard for me to accompany you.
فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا.
Verse number 74. After they disembarked from the ship, they set out walking along the seashore, when they saw a young boy who was still not adult, playing with the other boys. Khadr killed him, and Moses said to him, Did you kill a pure soul that is still a minor for no sin? You have really done something evil. Beneficial points. 1. The permissibility of taking a servant, whether at home or in a journey, to take care of matters, and for the sake of comfort. 2. The recommendation that a person's servant be intelligent and smart, so that he can achieve his objective. 3. Divine assistance descends on a servant in accordance with his fulfillment of his obligation. A person who fulfills Allah's instructions is assisted more than others. 4. Being courteous to the teacher, and the students addressing him in the most polite manner. 5. Forgetfulness does not require a person to be taken to task. A person is not held liable for it, and no law is linked to it. 6. An accomplished learned person can learn a science that he has not mastered from the one who has mastered it, even though the latter may be many ranks lower than the former in knowledge. 7. To attribute knowledge and other virtues to Allah, Most High, to acknowledge this and thank Allah for it. 8. Beneficial knowledge is knowledge that guides one to good. 9. The virtue of patience. Whoever practices and observes patience will attain anything he works towards.